Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
I remember as a kid, one of my favorite things to do was to take a helium-filled balloon and let it go. Not just inside, but outside, because then you got to watch it leave. Now, I realized when I became an adult that that's actually a really poor idea if you're concerned about the environment. But have you ever done the same? Ever let a balloon go and just sort of watched as it disappeared into the clouds? Where do you think your balloon ended up? Did it come back down somewhere? Did it pop due to the elements in the atmosphere? Did it maybe float all the way up into outer space? That last one's definitely wrong. But today we arrive to the very last day of Jesus' earthly ministry. Today marks exactly 40 days after Easter Sunday. What does Jesus do? He ascends into heaven. He literally lifts off the ground by an unknown force, and he disappears behind a cloud. It's been a long journey for us. We started back, really, the end of November, beginning of December. We traveled through Advent and Christmas, remembering how Jesus comes into the world as a little tiny baby. We journeyed through the season of Epiphany, and we got to see the revelation that Jesus gave to people, that he truly was God's own Son. We ascended the Mount of Transfiguration and saw Jesus shine like a light bulb, only to descend into the valley that is Lent and up another mountain called Calvary. Many amazing things have happened in Jesus' life, and in fact, Jesus' life ended. And then he was raised back to life again, right? We know how the story goes. We hear that he presented himself alive by many proofs for 40 days. Telling people about the kingdom of God before he was lifted off like a balloon. It leaves the disciples wondering, where did he go? Is he going to come back down somewhere? Wait a minute, did Jesus just leave us? What are they going to do? The truth is that nothing could be further from the truth. Jesus ascends into heaven to fill the heavens and the earth, to be with the saints who are already with him, and also to be with the saints who are still here. His ascension is all about being with the church more fully than he could be in simply as his earthly ministry allowed him to. And he never really leaves. He's promised that his presence will always be with his followers, and that means that his presence will always be with you. He's promised to visit you in the Word. He's promised to visit you in the Lord's Supper. He's promised to visit you in the waters of baptism. He has promised to be in you, working through you every day of your life. But as far as seeing him physically with your eyes, well, that time is over. But think about how different the world might be if Jesus never ascended. Think about how different that would look, because in fact, as Jesus' earthly ministry traveled around the earth around the nation of Israel, for those 3 years that he was here, he had mobs of people following him everywhere he went. And how did the kingdom of God get extended? Well, Jesus would stand up and he would preach. Or sometimes he would send out his disciples, but only that his disciples might go to the towns he was about to show up to and announced that he was coming. But you can only hear one divine sermon from one man's lips if Jesus is still here, which means none of you would even be here. Central Illinois? I don't think so. I know for me, I'm going to be where Jesus is. I'm going to hop on the first plane and I'm going to go follow him around all over the world, wherever he might want to go, because that's where Christians want to be. They want to be in the presence of their Savior. But that's not our reality. On Ascension Day, Jesus leaves his disciples that he might fill the entirety of the heavens and the entirety of the earth. But on that ascension day, the disciples didn't know what to do. They just stood there, sort of dumbstruck, staring up into the clouds like, is he coming back down? And so what does God do for them? But he sends them messengers, angels who come to them and say, men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, he's going to come back the same way you saw him go. He is going to come back to earth. And it was these words that helped them to remember. To remember all of the wonderful things that Jesus taught them during their earthly life. Taught them about the Holy Spirit who was going to come upon them in just a few short days. In other words, the angels came and said, hey guys, you have a job to do. You don't have the luxury of staring into the sky. You need to be witnesses of Jesus Christ. You've traveled with him, maybe not through Advent and Christmas, because the disciples weren't really called at that point. But you traveled with him through his entire 3-year earthly ministry, public ministry. You've seen what he's done. You've seen his miracles. You've heard his sermons. You know all of his teachings. Share them. Don't just hold on to them for yourselves, but give them away. Tell other people about what Jesus has done. So after the ascension, the disciples worshiped him, and they returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple blessing God. They knew what they were to do now that Jesus was gone. In fact, Jesus told them directly, tell the world. What a privilege. I mean, to be entrusted with such a task. Honestly, when you have an important task, or when somebody delegates an important task, they don't delegate it to somebody who they don't trust. They don't delegate it to somebody who they don't know or who is unimportant. Instead, he only gives the most important tasks to people who he knows will carry them through. But first they had to wait. First, they had to receive the Helper, the Holy Spirit. He doesn't come until 10 days later. And so Jesus' ascension kind of invokes this 10-day vacation. The only vacation the disciples ever get before they do what Jesus told them to do. And we all tend to be like the disciples, don't we? So often in life, we find ourselves either staring into the clouds or taking a vacation from the job that Jesus gave us to do. We stand there wondering, and we need God to send us a messenger, someone to come and to bring to our remembrance the words of Jesus, to remind us of the instructions that Jesus gave us throughout his entire ministry. That way we too might be witnesses of Jesus Christ. To be able to tell the world all about the things that he has done. Things about his birth. Things about how he revealed himself as the very Son of God. Things about how he climbs a mountain and shines like a light bulb, and how he descends down only to climb another mountain where he gives up his life. We need to tell people about how he came back to life 3 days later, and even how he went back up into heaven, where no one has seen him since, so that he can come to you. You see, just as the apostles joyfully left the ascension event, you too should joyfully do what they did. Leave the ascension event. Don't lament the fact that Jesus is no longer with us in our seeing with our physical eyes, but rejoice in that fact. Because it means that God's only going to send you the Holy Spirit again and again and again to bring to your remembrance all of those wonderful things that Jesus has done. You are those who receive the Holy Spirit. You are those whom Jesus has entrusted with a very important task. Share the message. Tell other people about Jesus. In fact, his Holy Spirit even empowers you to deliver that message. So what now? Well, again, we're just like the disciples. You might have imagined, if you really want to know what to do as a Christian post-ascension, do what the disciples did. First, wait. Wait and receive the Holy Spirit. In fact, you've already received the Holy Spirit. You know, you received him in baptism. You receive him every time you hear a sermon. But as you continually receive this Holy Spirit, all the more he comes to you more and more and more in the body and blood of the supper, in baptism, in the preached word. And as you continue to receive this Holy Spirit, you continue to learn. You continue to remember ever more quickly those things that Jesus has given you, especially forgiveness. Especially the promise of atonement and redemption that Christ has won for you. Because after you receive that Holy Spirit, then Jesus says to go. As you have been forgiven, forgive others. As God has been compassionate to you, be compassionate to those around you. But you have to receive before you can give. You have to have sin and Satan and death conquered before you can share life and redemption and all of the wonderful things that Jesus has done. My friends, this is Ascension Day. And there are two things that Jesus wants you to know today. First is that you are forgiven. You are his disciple whom he loves. And second is that he has entrusted you with a task. Not to keep that forgiveness, not to keep this message to yourself, but to be witnesses to the rest of the world. Witnesses to the crucified, risen, and ascended Christ. For you and for everyone. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.